You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
That was Nikki Hager's lawyer speaking to me earlier today about the Privacy Commissioner's ruling. We cross now to Glen Innes, where BFM reporter Lillian Hanley is standing by the demonstration against the eviction of Nikki Roti. Lillian, thanks for being with us.
Sheldon, Mac, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Can you tell me what the situation there is right now?
Well, things have actually calmed down quite a bit. So this morning it was sort of all go because the hearing was scheduled for this morning. So the idea was to get people on the property this morning for whatever the outcome of the hearing was.
Yeah.
And so we had like a whole bunch of people this morning come out in preparation for that and to support Nikki, basically. But since so that's the situation at the moment. Is that there was heaps of people here this morning, but people have, I think, left because the hearing outcome has, well, it's been passed on to us.
What does that mean exactly? Is this a victory for Nikki or?
Well, it's actually sort of annoying in a sense because they've basically just pushed it back again.
Right.
So what's happened is last month they had the first hearing, and basically there was not enough kind of, they didn't have. The Tāmaki Regeneration Company had faulted they were at fault in terms of trying to access the possession order, because they'd applied for that before the 90-day eviction notice was up. So that was the issue in the first hearing, and so they set another hearing date, and that was today. And so they went to hear out that case, and basically the adjudicator has reserved the right to make a decision by the end of the week.
Okay, so what happens then? Do demonstrators and supporters of Nikki come back at the end of the week in preparation for a potential eviction?
Yes, so basically, and that's why I say it's kind of a hoo-ha, because they've just pushed it out again until the end of the week, and the preparation for the sort of occupation had started again at the beginning of the week. But basically what is going to happen, I think, is that people will stay on site in preparation for that, because it'll be Thursday or Friday, and we're not sure. So for over the next few days, people will stay here and we'll regroup.
Yeah. I read that some people were bringing tents, so there's people camping in what, Nikki's backyard right now?
Yep. So at the first occupation that started when an eviction notice was running out, they had campers there as well, and people stayed for about a week. And so that wrapped up when that first court case wrapped up, and then it was going to start again this week. So there are people out the back tenting, and they'll stay for the week until we hear that decision.
So how many people are we talking about here?
There was quite a few. I'd say at least 40.
Wow, yeah. And those will no doubt be in attendance at the end of the week.
Yeah, so again, it's that matter of getting the people to come when that sort of decision is released, because once that decision is released, and if the company can be granted a possession order, then that the risk of eviction is there.
Mm. What's the plan should there come to be a forcible eviction? Are there any preparations?
They do have preparations for that. So the house is secure at the moment, and Nikki will be in her house. And that, in the sense of people being at the house, the idea is to have, I suppose you could sort of say there will be some form of blockade, but there will also be a rally just next to the house. So those that want to come and show their support and not be sort of on the line can be there, but the idea is to keep Nikki in her home.
Yeah, at all costs.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Lillian. And okay. We'll be looking at this with great interest towards the end of the week.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye. That was BFM reporter Lillian Hanley speaking to us from Glen Innes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.